Wait a minute.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks. It's that time again.
Yes. We have some weirdness going on. I was able to see that one, so yeah. We had a new song for you guys this morning, but it was racing against the upload and all that stuff, so you'll get that one at the end of the show. What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
I think so.
All right. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
You know what? I'm going to give the people what they want on Wednesday because they really love it.
Yes, here we go.
It was not nearly loud enough. Somebody just spit out their coffee right then. We get y'all with that.
Buy you a drink, tea.
It don't matter. Tea, coffee, is none of it's good for your keyboard.
That is very true.
Good morning, lovely people.
Lovely, lovely people.
This is Lunch with the Ginger and the Corey.
And I am Corey.
You know what? I'm not awake. I keep switching up. I guess it makes me Ginger. Trouble incarnate.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She knows exactly what I'm talking
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, lovely people.
Lovely, lovely people. We love you, people.
I don't know about all that, but I will tell you what I did do for y'all yesterday. As I was telling Ginger right before the show, I went by the Targets.
How was that?
To check out the trade-in program. Well, according to the lovely gentleman, everybody's lovely today in case y'all hadn't noticed.
Lovely.
Here comes a twit. Sorry, did we scare y'all? Yeah.
Did you just call them twits?
Twits, yes. We got to, damn it, Corey. Yeah, that's how I roll. I checked out the trade-in program. According to the guy, they take pretty much anything electrical. And don't quote me on this because I was harassing him and he was surrounded by people. He mentioned printers. He mentioned cell phones, keyboards, anything electrical, depending on how old it is. And, of course, your iPad if you feel so inclined to sell it. Whatever. He says it depends on how old is how much cash you get. But that is not the most amazing thing that I heard standing in the Target.
What is the most amazing thing you heard?
That there was a lovely young lady who had 2 undergraduate degrees in journalism.
Uh-huh.
And she also had taken PHP and was certified, so she knew how to build websites in PHP. She had worked for a newspaper. I think I want to say she was in Georgetown. I could be wrong. But
she sounds hot.
No, you know what makes her not hot? Is she had never owned a computer, never had the internet, barely knew how to operate her cell phone. Girls out there, I'm going to get brutal, as brutal as I can during the daytime, I will slap the hell out of you if you walk up to me and tell me you have never been on the internet. Never.
Wait, hold on, back up. You said she knew how to do all this stuff, though.
Yes, she had done it within the controlled environment of school. You know how you're generally most colleges have a network.
Yeah.
But it didn't require her to be on the internet. But the point is that she managed to get through college and had never been on the internet, period.
Yeah, there should be a law against that.
I tell you, they need to have a license. You need to have a license to get on the internet. So they in. I am so sorry, girls out there. No, I'm not sorry. You guys need to step it up. If you're new and you're listening to us now, or you're sitting with your friend and you're listening to us and you don't know how to get to the podcast, first let me slap you again because you should know how to get around the internet.
Very true. You should know.
The world that we live in requires that you at least know the basics. You know how to check your email. You know that opening your email does not get you a virus. Opening attachments does. I mean, these are things that just should be commonplace right now. But some of you out there,
common sense is not common.
Yeah, and I would expect this if this woman was, say, 60, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
I know it didn't come into play during their lifetime. But this young lady was about 25. You have no excuse.
Wow.
It was just in my brain, and you Southern girls will get this, to come from the hip with the slap and just, what's wrong with you? But she's, and I said, how did you manage to get through college not getting on the internet? She's like, I know, I just, you know, I didn't have any need for it. Yes, you have need for it.
And she didn't have any need for it? You're, oh my God.
You are the people that the identity thieves love because you never know that they have your stuff because you won't get on the internet.
You people, y'all kill me.
You can check your credit report right there on the internet. Those of you who don't know this, and some people don't, you can get a free credit report once a year. You can look at it on the internet instantly and go down and check and dispute everything without having it sent to you old school. They're still going to send it to you, but right then and there you can look. And if you really, really want to get into it, you can pay a little monthly fee. I think it's $10 a month, and they will turn on the alerts, and you can watch it, you know, and check it every day if you like, if you're extremely anal. But you have no excuse these days to...
No, you have no excuse to let... I went through college and I never got on the internet. You are an idiot and you should never work in this field ever.
My sentiments exactly. So,
seriously, I would not want her doing anything for me. Oh my God.
I stood there just asking her questions for about 30 minutes. I was like, okay, so you learned PHP. How exactly were you able to check if there were errors if it's not in a live environment? And your school is not a live environment.
No.
If you're doing websites, you need to see how it's going to interact with the internet and, you know, other users other than school, because school, obviously, you're going to check it the way they taught you in school.
I went to one of those schools that was like, here, give us money and we'll give you a thing that says that you did, and we're not actually going to teach you anything.
The scary part is she went to an what are they teaching people for this thousands upon thousands of dollars that they're getting from them?
I think we should research. I think you're right about that. No.
That's scary. These are the people that are going to be in charge of the country, guys. They know nothing about, well, they're in charge of the country. They know nothing about computers. And then the generation behind us, apparently, doesn't know anything about computers. But you kept saying, well, I know the internet on my phone. No, sweetie. That is not acceptable.
No. But I have to say that was something that when Obama was running did make me feel a little bit better. He had a phone. He knew how to use it. He had Twitter. He knew all of that. That's better than most of these idiots who pay somebody else to run it for them.
I can't even say that's acceptable. Think about something, Ginger. A few years ago, it was MySpace. MySpace is dying out. We all know this.
True.
And possibly we may use Facebook. So the fact that you know how to use the social networks is really not a good leg up, because they come and go too quickly. So then, bam, you're... Yeah, so if you're not on the internet to even know that, you know, Facebook may be on the way out and Google Plus may be the new in thing, then you're still going to be screwed because you're still on Facebook.
This is true. Speaking of Google Plus, I need to go over there and finish setting up my stuff.
Yes, you do. Now, we must get to the news now that I have griped sufficiently about
news. All right. I have got some... What did I do?
I don't know. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Just all of a sudden, a BTR host moved. I was like, wait, what is that?
It moved? Shoot it!
I know. I clicked on it. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, so... because we're so unprofessional here this morning. My bad, people. GamePolitics.com. They pulled this story from the Examiner. I hate this story. Teen kills great-grandmother over video game. A 14-year-old from Douglasville, Georgia, is now in the custody of Douglas County Sheriff's Office after fatally stabbing his 77-year-old great-grandmother and wounding his 55-year-old grandmother with a sword, according to multiple media reports. The incident occurred at around 5 p.m. on Monday at a home on Spring Ridge Drive in Douglasville. When the great-grandmother told the teen to stop playing video games and do his chores, he apparently got a 3-foot sword and attacked the 77-year-old woman, who later died from multiple stab wounds. The 55-year-old woman managed to survive the attack by barricading herself in a room. All right, so Chief Deputy Stan Copeland with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office told the news station WSB, upon arrival, we discovered the body of a female in the front yard who had been stabbed to death. He was in the doorway. He was actually utilizing a pellet rifle and shooting at deputies, but it was with a pellet rifle. He shot a couple of patrol car windows out and was threatening with a sword, so he was a little agitated. A little agitated? Oh, come on, people. All right, so police managed to eventually subdue him and take him into custody. The teen was transported to the Douglas County Jail to face charges of murder and aggravated assault. Police say this is the third time this year that they have responded to calls about the teen behaving violently. Yeah, Douglas County Sheriff Phil Miller told CBS Atlanta, "We've arrested him on two different occasions, once in June where he had another sword, which is in evidence. This is not the same sword. He cut his grandmother on the foot with it that time. Another time he attacked his mother with a toilet seat after she told him his father had died. The teen was sent to a mental institution for evaluation but was later released." The Douglas County District Attorney Office said that it wants to try the teen as an adult. I think this teen, and I know they're all like, oh, he killed her over a video game. I'm pretty sure if you look at it, this teen was not right in the head. It had nothing to do with video games. It had to do with that this child was severely, severely disturbed and was not getting the help he needed.
Pretty much.
And I hate that it's come to this where he's killed somebody and he could very well be tried as an adult, locked away in some prison where he's never, ever going to get the help that he needs.
I will tell you that, especially here in the U.S., and I don't think it's so in the U.K., it is very hard to get someone put away for being mentally unstable. The government, this is the funny part, and you guys out there, pay attention. Your government is more concerned with taking your games away from you as opposed to, I'm pretty sure somebody called about this kid being mentally unstable. He should have been put away a long time ago,
All
right, you know, where he could get the help that he needs, not put away.
Yes.
But you can't. But they're so concerned about taking the games away from you instead of focusing on small things. Like I've said on the show before, I also witnessed, this is with my own two eyes, a mother who put her toddler out on the hot sidewalk here in the Texas summer. Cement hot. The baby's legs
were
burned.
That is very hot. That makes me want to...
Yeah, and I called and called the police. I called CPS, and no one ever came to check on this child. So when we tell you guys, you need to be, when the government starts coming at you about games, you need to point out the things they don't do, that they should be involved in. Instead of worrying about games, because we all know, bottom line is, it's money. Stop worrying about our games and help the people who need the help, and then turning around and blaming the games for it. Oh, well, they're crazy because of the game. No, they're crazy because they are, and you should have picked them up a long time ago. Quit blaming us.
Yes, totally. And like I said, this child obviously needed help, obviously had issues, was disturbed. He's been arrested twice this year, and somehow he gets another sword in his hands and a pellet gun?
In the hospital.
Yes. As much as I don't want to be like, oh, well, I don't blame the child, I mean, because I do. I mean, he obviously has issues, but I blame... the parents. I blame the adults in this situation for not taking care of this kid.
I think a lot of older people don't grasp the concept of people being mentally unstable. One, once he was arrested and the government, I'm sure there was a doctor that assessed and said, you know, I'm recommending strongly. Actually, let me just go ahead and take him. He needs to be somewhere where he can't harm anybody. Mm-hmm. Even if they felt like they didn't have any control, they went to the house and told the grandparents, look, your grandson is a little, you know, lacking apartment, we might want to get rid of these swords and pellet guns. He shouldn't have things. Because it's not uncommon for parents to buy those things for their sons, but thing is, he's unstable, he didn't need to have them.
Yes. If you know your child already has issues, there's no reason for that child to be given these weapons.
Or even be playing the games for that matter.
That too. If you know your child is in mentally unstable, parents, people.
Like, and somebody just said, see, it's the game that caused it. No. When you're mentally unstable, you have a disconnect from reality. So anything could have been TV that triggered it. He could have been watching old reruns of T.J. Hooker. Look, I reached way back for that one. He could have been watching that and decided he was going to shoot up the house. It's just they're not connected to reality. They need help. And I heard a developer say that years ago. She had a son who was psychotic. We all make the joke that so-and-so is psychotic, but he really was. And she said he was not allowed to play games that had violence in them because he could not distinguish that it was not real and it was a game.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not allowed to play them. That's called good parenting.
Yes.
So you all out there, you got kids that are not all there, quit being embarrassed. Go get them the help they need.
Nothing to be embarrassed over. These people just need help.
That's it. He went embarrassed when he got a knee and they fell down because they were doing something stupid. So this is no different. Anyway, we won't move on. We've been on our soapbox. <'Cause> it's a sore spot with us here in case y'all.
It is.
Well, guys, this yesterday, right, as we were getting ready to stop that at Gamescom, they were the Sony PlayStation 3 price cut. Yes. See, you were pointing the finger at Nintendo. Everybody's cutting it. Mm-hmm. Well, Sony's confirmed that it is to cut the price of the PlayStation 3 It will not be tomorrow. It's now. Now. The 160 gigabyte model retails at $249. That's still $249 U.S. apparently. Mm-hmm. 320 gigabyte console for $299 here in the U.S. is now going to be $249. But they didn't. I don't think that's right. Oh, it's $299 now. Okay, what was it before? Good God. To much surprise, Sony also announced a new value model PSP during its press conference at Gamescom Germany. That was actually yesterday. I keep saying today. It was yesterday. It's going to be priced at $99 without Wi-Fi support. What is the whole freaking point?
Did anybody? No, not a clue. Don't know.
Who would want a handheld console without Wi-Fi support? Even little kids know what Wi-Fi is now. No. They, however, did not reveal any more solid details, according to GI.biz, on the European launch of its next handheld, PlayStation Vita, which is currently scheduled for release in the first quarter of next year, following a late release in Japan this year. The Sony's PlayStation-branded 3D TV, which was shown at E3 this year, will retail at about 499, looks like, euros,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to come with two pairs of glasses. I will not be picking that up. I don't have any desire to pick it up. Don't want it.
No.
Sony demoed a number of titles for the Vita system, including Nihilistic's Resistance Burning Skies, which I said looked very interesting, Double Eleven's Little Big Planet, Reality Fighters from Nova Roma, and the new IP Escape Plan. During the presentation, new Sony Europe CEO Jim Ryan reiterated that all PlayStation Vita games will be available to buy as downloads from the PlayStation Store. It'll also support Skype and Foursquare services, which I do not like. According to Michael Denny, Worldwide Studios boss for Europe, Sony is confident we will have the strongest launch lineup on console ever. But, guys, if they're not buying the 3DS and the 3DS, and again, this is not me being a Nintendo fangirl. I just love gadgets. When I see a good gadget, I talk about it. 3DS is infinitely more powerful than Vita. And some of you are like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. They can toot their own horn. If you haven't touched one, go into the store and check it out. I am not kidding. You got to try it. Infinitely more powerful. If they're not buying that at that price, they're not going to buy Vita.
No.
And I'm pretty sure they put all their cards on the table when they were showing us about the Vita. If there's something I don't know about, please let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving along. What you got, Juju?
All right. What have I got? I have got Able Gamers Foundation details Adroit Switchblade. Yay! All right, so the Able Gamers Station and Evil Controllers will unveil the Adroit Switchblade, the first in a series of controllers for gamers with disabilities. During the PAX Prime panel, Gamers Doing Good, How Video Games Change People's Lives. I read this wrong. All right, so apparently they showed it during the, or they are going to be showing it during the PAX Prime panel, Gamers Doing Good, How Video Games Change People's Lives, which is awesome. Yay, I like that title. All right, so the panel will feature three charities who will detail ways that video games can improve the quality of life for those who are depressed, hospitalized, or severely disabled, or find themselves homesick while deployed in a war zone. The Adroit Switchblade is a joint effort between the Able Gamers Foundation and Evil Controllers and is aimed at enabling more gamers with disabilities to be able to enjoy the benefits created by gaming. Adam Koh, CEO of Evil Controllers, says, working with Able Gamers is very exciting and allows Evil Controllers to make larger strides in bringing games to the entirety of the population. Working with gamers with disabilities has been incredibly rewarding for all involved, both on the production and gaming end of the spectrum. I'm going to lose my voice. I am personally very excited about the new Detroit. Woohoo, Detroit. All right, so I am very excited about the controller, which Able Gamers and myself hope will enable more people to play and jump into the gaming community without restrictions. Mark Bartlett, president and co-founder of the Able Gamers, says, "We are incredibly excited to be showing off all the hard work that went into the Adroit Switchblade. Evil Controllers and the Able Gamers Foundation have worked tirelessly to put together something that has the potential to enable real change in the lives of gamers with disabilities. Evil Controllers has flexed their intellectual muscle to bring our ideas to life. I could not be happier with the results." I'm really going to lose my voice. So for more information about the new controller, you can check out ablegamers.com/adroit. And if you head over to gamepolitics.com, if you look up on my Facebook, Twitter, anywhere where I've posted this, there is a video and you can actually see it. It's kind of cool.
Well,
Well,
some of you out there.
Have you was.
According to VentureBeat this morning, apparently you guys out there are not that fond of the HP touchpad. So, according to, I already said this, VentureBeat, Best Buy has more than 240,000 unsold units of HP touchpad in its inventory, indicating that consumers are not responding well to the product. HP has declined to comment, while Best Buy did not immediately provide an official comment. Now, specifically, Best Buy has sold only 25,000 of its 270 initial HP touchpad stock, according to All Things D. The news isn't terribly surprising to hear after HP permanently cut the touchpad's price by $100 about a month after its release. The touchpad 16-gigabyte version is now selling for $399, while the 32-gigabyte version sells for $499. HP faces steep competition, of course, from the ever-popular iPad and a slew of recent Android-based tablets like the Samsung Galaxy Tab and the BlackBerry Playbook, which is one that I really wanted. And it probably doesn't help that the touchpad's most prominent advertising features lesser-known celebrities in the U.S., like British comic Russell Brand and boxer singer Manny Pacquiao. I'm sorry, Manny. I usually can pronounce your name. I can't today. Okay, so okay, of course, when the product has generally low interest, it's best to pony up for the biggest celebs you can get. Although it isn't selling well, that doesn't mean that the touchpad doesn't have decent specs and some really interesting features. The 9.7 touchpad features a dual-core 1.2 gigahertz processor, Snapdragon processor, a front-facing camera for video conferencing. It also runs a web operating system that is supposed to put Apple's iOS on the iPad 2 to shame when it comes to multitasking. So why aren't we all buying these? I don't know. Is my Ginger back yet? She's not back yet. She ran off to go get some crack or something. I don't know. She's going to cut me when she comes back. So, guys, why don't you get out there and try out the HP pad? I know you're saying, why don't you do it, Corey? Well, we're doing the news, so you go try it out. Tell us if you like it. Let us know. Speaking of Samsung Galaxy Tab, they have filed an injunction to restrict something that's going on in Germany. The injunction is preventing Samsung Galaxy Tab devices from being sold in Europe has been restricted to Germany Bloomberg is reporting. Apple was awarded an injunction against Samsung last week on the grounds that its Galaxy tablet device infringed on an intellectual and design patent. No coincidence. So it's no coincidence that Samsung's latest products look a lot like the iPhone, from the shape of the hardware to the user interface and the packaging, said an Apple spokesperson. Actually, Christian Huguet at the time. Initially, the injunction applied across Europe. Wow. I'll explain to you. Remind me to tell you about that later. Wow. Except for the Netherlands. But the German court has decided to introduce limits on its enforceability. There are doubts whether a German court has so a wide jurisdiction over a company based in Korea, said German court spokesman Peter Schutz. I can't talk today. Apple has engaged in patent disputes with several smartphone manufacturers that use Google's Android operating system, including HTC and Motorola. Google's recent $12.5 billion acquisition of Motorola was motivated by the company's extensive library of patents. Shortly after the deal was announced, Google CEO Larry Page published a blog post that accused Apple of anti-competitive patent attacks. Both the original injunction and the partial reprieve are temporary measures. The Dusseldorf Regional Court, I'm going to need y'all to change your name, has scheduled a full hearing.
Dusseldorf?
Said Dusseldorf. Sounds like
all right.
Doesn't it? Professor
it does. It does.
Anyway, they scheduled a full hearing for August the 25th. Decision expected within 3 weeks of that date. Professor Dusseldorf, can I have my iPad?
Oh, my God. You made me choke on my vitamin C drop.
Wow, some of the names over in the UK. I love y'all, but y'all got some craziness going on. All right.
Y'all do. Y'all do. Y'all are awesome, though. All right, so I guess it's my turn.
Maybe. Maybe.
Right, if I don't choke on my vitamin C thing. Trench renamed Iron Brigade for Europe. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. They are pulling it from Eurogamer. We've talked about this a couple of times. Not really all that. Anyways. All right, so. After a few roadblocks, Double Fine's Trenched finally has a release date for Europe. Microsoft has confirmed that the game will be sold under a new name, Iron Brigade, and released in Europe this September. Confirmation comes from a Microsoft press document issued at German game show Gamescom today.
The press briefing read, Xbox Live Arcade fans will also be able to get their hands on Iron Brigade, also known as Trenched, which will be released in Europe this September. Trenched had its European release blocked by a World War One Portuguese board game called Trench. Microsoft and Double Fine have no idea had no idea about the board game and were a bit shocked to find that someone else had a copyright on the name. Instead of fighting, Microsoft and Double Fine took the simplest route, renaming it. See, that's how you go. You remember last week we talked about some game that's coming out that they don't want to change the name of?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Scrolls and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, just change the freaking name.
Yeah. All right, so the good news is that now Europeans can enjoy the action strategy tower defense hybrid game in short order. Awesome. All right, so that was short. So I think I will grab another one. And actually, this kind of hits off of what we were talking about earlier, I think. Video game popularity spurs demand for video game for game degree programs. Yay! Yay! Video game industry trade group, the Entertainment Software Association, sorry guys, issued a press release today touting the popularity and growing trend of colleges offering programs in video game design, development, and programming, and the number of programs continues to rise at American colleges, universities, art, and trade schools across the country. According to new research from the ESA, American colleges and universities will offer around 343 programs in game design, development, and programming. This includes 301 undergraduate and 42 graduate programs during the 2011-2012 academic year. Rich Taylor, Senior Vice President for Communications and Industry Affairs at the ESA, the trade association, representing U.S. computer and video games publishers, oh, that's a long title, says, it is encouraging to see so many institutions of higher learning preparing students for careers in our creative and high-tech industry. Video games are everywhere. Nearly three-quarters of American households play games, and education, healthcare, and business professionals are using them to help us lead happier, healthier, and more productive lives. With an increasing number of schools now offering graduate programs in game design and development, students have even greater access to the training they need to meet this growing demand. This year, game development-related graduate programs such as Game Design and Development Program at Rochester Institute of Technology, the Interactive Technology and Digital Game Development Program at Southern Methodist University, the Game Development Program at DePaul University, and the Serious Game Design Program at Michigan State University. Schools in 45 states and the District of Columbia are offering design and development programs. California remains at the front of this educational field. Boo, should be Texas. With 54
We're getting there.
Yeah, we are. With 54 institutions of higher learning offering game-related programs, followed by Texas, hey, at 24. Illinois at 20, Florida at 18, New York at 15, Minnesota at 14, Massachusetts at 13, Arizona at 10, Michigan at 10, and Pennsylvania at 10. So, all right, Texas is catching up because, you know, we got to take that back from the governor because I hate him.
Run because, you know, Ginger's going to get us in trouble. And, yeah.
We're going to bring all of that, Comic-Con, all of that. We're going to bring that on down to Texas.
It's coming. I'm saying in the next few years, you're going to see we're going to have a PAX down here. No, my house is not open to anyone that's not named Snow White, Ginger, or Blaster, just so you know. It's not personal. Well, maybe it's a couple of you out there that I will not name on the air because we don't
you parcel out your backyard for tents. Make some money.
Ooh, that would be funny. They would kick me out of here. I live on a corner lot next to the street. They'd be like, why is this so loud at her house?
Party! see, that's what you do. You just arrange a block party around the same time. Nobody notices.
Oops, they'll want to come in. Then, you know. Enough backyard for all of y'all, but I don't know. We'll talk about it. When it happens, we'll talk about it. I did mention I have an empty front. You're welcome to sleep on the
I have to. This chick annoys me anyways.
Do it.
Soapbox. All right, this just popped up on GamePolitics.com. People, stop being stupid.
Ooh.
All right, Super Nanny discusses London riots, blames video games.
Oh, really?
You know what? That's it. Everything I got to say right now is not very nice. All right, so UK publication Express turns to guest columnist Joe Frost, better known as the star of the TV show Super Nanny, for answers to what caused last week's riots in London. And a good thing, too, because apparently Joe has a plan to save those out-of-control youngsters who burned, looted, and committed acts of violence. But first, Joe describes the riots as she saw them. I felt for a moment as if we had stumbled into a real-life violent video game of the kind that so many of those involved are addicted to. You're addicted. Not nice. She then points a finger at what you'd expect her to blame for the reckless violence and destruction. Seriously, the blue she's wearing in this picture, not pretty on her. All right, these horrific games where points are given for burning, shooting, and killing, where the graphics are so realistic you believe they're real scenes of carnage. Oh, whatever. Where those who play fantasies, they have the power of life and death, are so brutal they completely desensitize anyone taking part. What is with
you are bobble-headed idiot?
What is with the people who keep saying, oh, it's so desensitizing? I will tell you for a fact, there's no such thing as the video game violence is not close to the real thing, watching somebody die. Not that I.
Exactly.
Well, I.
And no offense. I find this offensive coming from a military family, having people out there fighting in the wars. Are you going to say, because what they're doing, they're desensitized and we shouldn't let them do whatever we should. I mean,
It will be the same end result. If you think that this is desensitizing, what about the actual real thing? Is that desensitizing them to death? No.
Yes. I mean, are they out there causing riots and shooting and everything else? No. No, they're not. And this is stupid for you to even go there.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she goes on. She then cites some research about how 15 minutes of playtime can turn your little tot into an unholy terror that has nothing to do with your poor parenting skills. Research shows that within 15 minutes of one of these games, young men become highly aggressive and lack empathy. It is not too fanciful to suggest it's a short step from the world to taking that mindset on the streets with all the consequences of violence we saw rip apart cities. Bobble-headed idiot. Somebody stick something in her mouth.
So I can't point out something
right, so
to
now
her. Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, part of that crazy is just the hormones. We all know this. All of us that have passed can tell you we were crazy. It has nothing to do with what they're playing.
And there has been wars and riots for centuries, since man stepped foot on the ground. There has been, there has been wars and riots and violence and carnage and horrible stuff. And there weren't video games back then. What are you going to blame it on?
Video games. They were being invented even back then.
Apparently. Mm. Don't even have electricity, but, you know, it's all about that.
It's my turn.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Back away with the hands in the air.
So now that she has properly framed the problem, what is Super Nanny's solution? Those horrific video games, which I mentioned earlier, must be brought under control. Their content should be subject to censorship and at the age of which they can be bought tightly controlled. Shopkeepers should demand proof of age where they ignore this and break the law by selling them to children. They should be fined.
I agree with the fining thing, but not because they're selling these. Can I get off?
She sticks something in her mouth so she'll Super Nanny chick, Joe Frost, you're an idiot. You're a bobble-headed idiot. I'm not buying it.
Set up this rumble. I think what we need here is some on her. We need a key alum from the gaming community, and I'm calling Bill Maher. So we need to be on your show, and I'm picking his show because I need to be able to swear properly.
Yes.
We need to go ahead and have this rumble in the Bronx, whatever you want to call it. We need to do this. Ooh. Okay. On a key other keynote, people. Please drop by her site and let her know how you feel. Please, but keep it clean and intelligent. If you're not sure what intelligent is, go ahead and send us your email so we can read over it and show you what to think. So we don't look bad. We still have to appear to be intelligent and well thought out arguments. Although you just kind of want to slap her. I understand that. I would love to slap her too. Super Nanny. Well, that should tell you gamer parents out there, we don't need her coming to your house. She's not going to help anything.
No. I didn't like her show anyways, but now I definitely
I did before. Now I will not be giving her any ratings. I was scared. All right. Occurred to her, who run this mother? We say girls, but it's actually girl gamers. Sorry to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't watch building something. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're buying everything. I said last week, the week before, that they keep buying stuff. So their recent acquisition, Astro Ape Studios. Astro Ape Studios. They have been changing their job titles and Zeniga New York on LinkedIn. Hello, Ginger, are you all right?
I'm sorry, I sneezed and I lost my headphones. I fell off my head.
You played into all my paranoia and oh my God, somebody stabbed me. Ginger, call for help.
Nobody stabbed me. I just sneezed in my head.
Oh, my God. I'm cut. Okay. So anyway. LinkedIn, you got to lock it down or something. People are starting to use you to do news reporting, as are we on some occasions. It's not clear yet whether Zynga is acquiring the whole business or just employees and its asset as it's done with other targets. Earlier this year, Astro Apes Chen Huang, his studio was making better games than Zynga, despite having less budget for marketing titles. It's no secret that all those companies and billions of dollars are spent on marketing budgets. For us, at the end of the day, we believe we built a better project, he said to Pocket Gamer, and now they came in and bought you. If you're not familiar with Astro Ape, they've made Strip City. I don't know what it's about. Desert Heroes and Office Heroes. I think I played Office Heroes, and if that's them, that's actually a pretty good game. I think that's on Facebook. I could be wrong. That's a damn good game that I never, for some reason, mentioned to you all. One of the first ones I've seen that wasn't just point-click and grow cabbage. You got to fight against your friends, and it's office-themed.
I'm still stuck in my head. Point-click and grow cabbage.
That's all right. Pretty much it. You know how it goes on Facebook. If I'm not mistaken, was you know, when you fight, you had to, you buy your armor, and your armor came in the form of pocket protectors or glasses or a new suit and tie and heels or skirt. You know, that was your armor because it was office fighting. You had to do your reports. That was the only thing I think that was kind of Facebookish, but the rest of it was real-time, flash, I'm going to kick your butt, you and your three minions against your friends, not your neighbors. You all know the neighbor. Howdy, neighbor. That reminds me, while I have you guys' attention, okay, EA, somebody over there is listening, I'm sure, dumped the Sims social thing, according to the list that we're a member of on Facebook. People already don't like it. You wasted your time. I'm not signing up. Use bad. Bad. Bad, as I said it would be.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes. Yes, very bad.
Hideous, horrific. Hurts my eyes. Okay, so get rid of it. Wait a minute. I have one more tech news. Wait a minute.
You got one more? You got one more? What you got? You ain't got nothing. You ain't got it.
You can take this Office Heroes. I got five pocket protectors, okay? I just want to point it out. You bring it, Ginger. Bring it.
All right.
So you guys know that there is a Chinese YouTube. Did you guys know that? So,
No. Oh, wait. Actually, I think I've watched some shows off there.
This morning, under the symbol, if you're into that sort of thing, which I am, if you want to go look it up and buy some stock, if you don't have stock, drop over to ShareBuilder. You can buy stock cheap, or at least start an account. TUDO. So the site lets you. For the Chinese version, supposedly, it lets you access movies, TV shows, just like YouTube, and user-generated videos. So most U.S. visitors probably know it best illegally streaming programs. Tadao, which is China's second largest...
I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, of course not. Second largest streaming video sharing site after Youku. They managed to raise, as of yesterday, $174 million in its U.S. IP. Down on that. According to the report, which cites a person with knowledge of the matter, in particular, company sold 6 million American Depository Receipts, ADR, at $29 apiece, according to the regulatory filing. Tadao shares were priced at a 50 count compared to rival Youku, valuing the company at $822 million, or about one-third the size of Youku. The IPO comes after China's biggest internet search site, Baidu, Inc., approached Tadao about a possible takeover, according to the report. The IPO will, of course, bandwidth expansion and streaming licensing. Ooh, this I see a juicy fight together, but do you guys see it? Yeah, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Get the jello ready. We're watching. All right, Ginger, I'm done.
You are done. All right. Well, I have got chickens that can't fly.
Mm-hmm. I'm on stand over here.
All right, so Muse Sloth reveals more details about chickens can't fly. Join the ranks of our scientists and see what chickens are capable of. Conduct experiments throughout 5 laboratories and answer questions such as, is there life after the butcher? Is chicken afraid of ghosts? Does frozen chicken get dizzy?
Stop it.
Oh, my God. All right, so the core mechanics are simple. Tilting the phone while falling down an experimental pit, avoiding obstacles, using power-ups, gathering corn, and checking facts. When you're confident of your skill, try the survival mode or take part in the Global Weekly Challenge. Chickens Can Dream was just the beginning. Now Chickens Can't Fly is coming later this year to Xbox 7, published by Microsoft Game Studio, bringing a set of new features. Over 50 levels across 5 uniquely themed laboratories, hatchery, butchery, cemetery, military, and physics. Tons of wacky obstacles, power-ups, and power-downs, so watch where you're falling. Earn Xbox Live achievements and climb your way up the Xbox Live leaderboards. Try your hand in the survival mode and the Global Weekly Challenge and see how you place in the global leaderboards. All right, so you want to check this out? Head over to GameNatrix.com right now. I've got you some screenshots, maybe even, I think, a YouTube trailer. It looked hilarious. Go check it out. GameNatrix.com.
All right. We don't bleed over rent break. It is actually time for a short respite, lovely people. You know where to find us on the other side of this break, GameNatrix.com or even GamerGirlsRadio.com. This news and other news. And when we come back, I will tell you about the latest cell phone that's just released and what exactly is the purpose of us having it. Anyway, as promised. I don't know what this is I'm playing for y'all.
Hey, Jimmy.
That was loud. What is that?
I just landed. I'm in the
that
car.
Would be the lovely Gwen Stefani. Guys, can I get like
I'm
a
so
non-long version? Somebody else sent me this morning.
Right
here,
now.
This
I'm
is the one.
But I got to get inspired. I need to go shopping. Totally find some inspiration.
Go shopping? Wait a minute. This is not working out well for Gwen. Or us, for that matter.
What are you doing,
Gwen? No.
Jimmy, I'm sleepy.
How are we going to get this done if you're sleeping?
I'm doing it. I'm thinking about it.
That sounds
it.
Like us, doesn't
look,
it?
Gwen, we have the studio. Andre 3000 in the other room. We're waiting to get started. We have to go.
Jimmy, I need to get inspired. I'm not inspired.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
is
that all? Well, then here you go. You're officially inspired.
Uh-oh. Whoever gave me this link, you know who you are. I'm cutting you. Stefani, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in there somewhere. We're going to turn this down while we wait. Ginger?
Yeah. All right, so.
Oh, finally. Look at that.
It's going to go. All right. I was like, I don't want to start on this story that I picked out next because it's too long.
Finally.
Download the other side of the show. I got jobs to talk about. Employment.
Employment? Really?
Mm-hmm. 500 open jobs.
Ooh. Look, with Gwen singing in the background. You need a job? I love when I get crazy links. Did you talk about Pop Chainsaw, Harry Potter 5-7, and Gotham City Imposters? We got tons of stuff on the other side, people.
Oh, we do, too. That lollipop chainsaw looks hilarious.
Wait a minute.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a Gamescom, yeah?
Writer's block or creative pathways?
There's also, somehow we managed to miss this. No, we didn't. I'm going to put this up for you guys right now. It's Zombie Hunting and Cheerleader. I know y'all look forward to those types of things.
And someone will be right with you.
Okay. Wow. Zombie Hunting and Cheerleader.
Yeah. I can't post it, unfortunately. Our age grade. Where can I talk? Our age gate is not operational yet. But I can tell you that it's hilarious. Ginger, are you trying to listen to him talk in the background? Is that what you're doing?
I am. What is?
Well, remember yesterday I told you guys I was going to get you What You Waiting For by Gwen Stefani. So we grabbed it, but I grabbed a link from someone else. I was like, I need to get that song. And they were like, oh, this is a good one. But this is so not the actual song.
I was wondering what it was. I was like, what are we listening to? And I was trying to hear it because it's awfully quiet.
Somebody's getting cut.
Not me this time. Not me.
No, it won't be you this time. They know exactly who they are.
Oh, y'all are in trouble.
I tell you, I need a song. I need the song, not the video version.
Y'all in trouble.
In big, big trouble.
All right. Well, I guess since that's not going to work out too well for us.
Wait, then it kicks in.
The minute I go ready. All right.
Yeah, but you can go. We'll make it our background music. There you go.
All right. 500 open jobs in Hamburg's booming game sector. 383 new positions created since the summer of 2010. Another 500 jobs to be added by the end of 2011. All right. So the free and hanseatic city of Hamburg is one of Europe's leading games industry centers and has clearly topped the list in Germany for years. In Hamburg, the games value chain comprises 146 companies with 2,510 permanent employees. Add to that 382 freelancers, as well as 676 employees of Hamburg-based enterprises working in locations outside the city, and Hamburg arrives at a total game sector workforce of 3,568. These figures are the result of the annual job market survey conducted by the industry network Game City Hamburg. Starting in 2009, Hamburg is the only German federal state to regularly collect and publish job market data for the rapidly emerging game sector. A continuing upward trend has been evident since 2004. While Hamburg's gaming industry counted some 1,900 permanent employees in 2009, the number of jobs subject to social insurance contribution has since increased by 600. Online game developers in particular have been showing above average growth, and the 75 game developers and publishing companies based in Hamburg constitute the largest employment segment. I cannot talk. The overwhelming majority of these companies are currently seeking additional talent. In Hamburg, six major companies, each with a staff of more than 100, account for half of the 2,510 permanent jobs. Yet, in addition to this industry initiative, Game City Hamburg is achieving much success with its comprehensive service offering in attracting small up-and-coming games enterprises to Hamburg from all over the country. In all, 102 companies with more than 10 employees were recorded in this year's job market survey. All right, so anyways, I don't care about that. That's awesome. That's cool. But anyways, all right, so what are we looking at? Looks like if you want to check out the job market survey and see what all games jobs are offered, you can head over to Quinke, Quinke-networks.com, and go check that out.
Okay, we're going to skip this cell phone business because apparently whoever sent me this didn't realize that their press release was from June. So I'm going to assume that that is an error and not read it. But it is cell phone, so we're going to assume that was an accident on their part. I got a lovely press release just while we're sitting here. As you hear our music is going crazy in the background, that would be why. Those of you who play Dungeons & Dragons Online should know there's an update coming called Secrets of the Artificers, which will launch on September the 12th. They did give us a bunch of concept art, but I only uploaded one because they are massive, and we frown upon such things. People at like mass.
No, we don't. If they're like 6,000 by like 12,000, I don't want them.
And it was.
It should not take me like 10 minutes to download one picture.
It should not. We can't share those with our lovely people because they're too big. They're ginormous. They don't need to be that big. So they sent us a bunch of screenshots. The upcoming expansion pack, Rise of Isengard, is coming out. It's going to be on September 22nd. And we also had some pictures of the boss, but no. However, if you are at PAX Prime or headed out that way or you're over at Gamescom, they are showcasing the new content for those games, so you can go over and check those out if you would like to. We would set you up where you could get yourself a private demo, but, well, that's for us. And since we're not there, you can't go either. All right.
All right.
Wait a minute. I is not done. I is not done.
You're not done? You're not done?
Mama is not done.
Yes.
Mama is not done. Okay, so lovely other new content. Everything's lovely today. Lovely. Oh, wait a minute.
Lovely, lovely.
Oh, God. There's so much stuff. All of this came in, like, right as we were going into our thing. But you guys are both telling me about that game, the zombie game, Deadblock, on Xbox Live Arcade. Digital reality and developer came kind of major zombie defense Deadblock is available on the Xbox Live Arcade today. Zombie title has rocked the apocalyptic gaming world to shreds. It now has four new themed levels where the town survivors Boy Scout Mike Bacon, construction worker Jack Foster, and no-nonsense meat maid Foxy Jones are driven deeper into the hiding as they use defensive instincts along with nail guns and hamburger smart bombs to survive the undead onslaught. The freshly served up DLC includes four new maps of zombie defense fun, including a motel, Turkish bath, an office building, and a slaughterhouse. Available in either single or multiplayer modes, players can choose to defend themselves on their own or with a motley crew of up to four other players. With each new level, survivors will find challenging enemy setups calling for creative destruction of zombie hordes, along with the customized intro cutscenes and updated leaderboards. Deadblock DLC is available again on the Xbox Live Arcade for a mere 240 Microsoft points. Not bad. Set in the U.S. during the idyllic 1950s, Deadblock takes players to a simpler time where a gallon of gas cost a few pennies. The golden age of cinema was in full swing, and that new and apparently insanely evil craze called rock and roll swept the nation. I believe I read that exactly the same as I told you last time. And caused an apocalyptic musical plague to turn the deceased into the walking dead, because, you know, that's what rock and roll does. If you want to, you have not played Deadblock, it is also available on the Xbox Live Arcade for 800 Microsoft points and on PlayStation Network for a mere $9.99. So, of course, you can visit the Deadblock website at deadblock.com. You can follow the characters on Twitter, which we do have links posted, and subscribe to their YouTube channel, which we've also posted on our page and on Facebook.
Yay! Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh. Right there. I'm sorry, I came across some World of Warcraft news, you know.
Right.
The 4.3 preview transmorgification is. And this is awesome.
Transmorgification?
Yes. All right. They say you've been asking for it, and we were listening. In patch 4.3, you'll be able to customize the appearance of your weapons and armor like never before. The Ethereals emerging from the Nether will bring with them a new technology they call transmorgification. They're heading to the capital cities of Azeroth to set up shop and offer adventurers a unique service, copying the appearance of one magical item onto another. They only ask for a modest gold donation to recoup their cost. Yeah, I'm sure it's modest. All right, visiting a transmorgifier will present players with a new interface that will allow them to change the appearance of an item while retaining its original stats. Oh my God, I wish I'd held on to some of my old clothes. This means that you can raid in your Paladin Tier 12 immolation set, but look like you're wearing Lightbringer, while priests can bring Benediction back, at least in spirit. Hunters can once again roam the jungles of Stranglethorn Vale in their Tier 2 Dragonstalker set, which was hot. I love that thing. You could even slip into the saucy, tailored black mage weave set, for that matter. You know, with the thigh highs and the little gloves and the cute little... yeah.
No, ma'am.
All right. So, anyways. I'm going to the Transmogrifier. Will appear once the change is applied. However, not all item pairings are compatible with transmorgification. In general, only items that have stats can be used in the transmorgification process. You must also be able to wear both items when using this service. Ethereals don't have much in the way of ethics, but allowing someone to appear as if they're equipping unusable items crosses the line. Similarly, they won't allow you to change weapon of armor type or armor types. Aw, that sucks. So I couldn't have my fishing clothes be awesome. All right, so Sneaky Death Knights can't make that breastplate look like a cloth robe, and you can't make a one-handed axe look like a two-handed axe, or transform the sword's appearance into that of a maid.
That is so true.
Guns, bows, and crossbows will be the exception to this rule. You'll finally be able to retain your dwarf's racial gun, all the splendor and elegance of a bow wielder. Placing items into the Transmogrify interface will increase the gold cost of the process, and clicking the Transmogrify button, assuming you have the necessary funds, will put the appearance change into effect. The process can be reversed by clicking the undo icon on each item and then hitting the Transmogrify button once more to save the changes. Any items that Transmogrify have the text indicating it's been altered by the process for all to see, similar to the item tooltip callout of reforged items. Transmogrification encourages players to hold on to items with sentimental or aesthetic value, and the ethereals anticipate that personal bag and spank space will be at a premium now that everyone will be hoarding their frilly pantaloons and leather jerkins.
Did you say spank? Did you say spank space?
Bank space.
What is going on with you?
I said bank space.
No, you said spank.
I said spank.
You guys out there, if you heard spank space, you go ahead and send us an email. Webmaster at either gamergirlsradio.com or gamernation.
I said bank space.
You said spank. You heard spank
space. You make me go into that registry. Nobody's going to be able to understand me. I said bank space. I swear. Oh, they've got something new, though. And it's just, and it.
Yes,
and
it is. It's called Spank Space.
Oh, my God. For additional storage space, they'll be introducing a unique void storage service. What's void storage, you ask? Well, they'll provide details soon. All right. This is awesome.
I bet it is.
My hair looks so cool. Shut up.
I said it is awesome. You all out there heard that, right? Spank.
I'm crying. I said Bank Space. I swear.
I can't even get out.
I said bank space.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I said bank space. I swear I said bank space.
All right. For those of you out there that have been keeping, and we only got 3 minutes, so I'm going to run through this real quick. Wanted to cover it because we've talked about it a lot here. The tracking thing with Apple. Okay, you thought Apple was free of its iPhone location tracking scandal from way back in April. Well, VentureBeat is reporting that comes along with a major class actions lawsuit in South Korea. Around 27,000 South Koreans are suing the iPhone maker, seeking $1,130 per person in damages, Bloomberg is reporting. Although the suit is seeking Apple altogether, users are being represented by Seoul-based attorney Kim Hwang-suk and his firm, which have been trying to put together a major lawsuit against Apple over tracking for some time. The firm went as far as to create a cute website for the suit at sueapple.co.kr. That's hilarious. Apple was previously fined 3 million won, which is approximately $2,800 per person, by the Korea Communications Commission for collecting location data. Apple blamed a bug in the iOS 4 system for the supposed location tracking in the iPhone and iPad. The issue was initially dug up with timestamps and location information. See, LulzSec, that's what you're supposed to be doing, is looking to harm us, not harming us. Apple crowdsources cell tower location data to make it easier for iPad reception. The large amounts of location data being stored on a user's devices and synchronized to their computers was a mistake, Apple said, and it stopped with an iOS update, which I don't think I got. I'm going to have to make sure the iPad has that. Just so you know, being watched. Be careful where you go. You could be. And with that, peoples, is that our time out of here, since Ginger's over there having space issues and whatnot. We will see you guys in LA tomorrow. Also, make sure you check out the kind of a pre. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I say the name right. King Arthur Fallen Champions we have up on our site. No, the game's not out yet, but we managed to get a copy ahead of time. Snow White got to play and has posted a lovely review for you to read. And I'm adding some screenshots for you because she's going to do it, or she's going to cut me. So,
no, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I got to do what I got to do. I got to take care of my girls here. Yeah, make sure you go by and check that out. And we will see you guys tomorrow, I think. I hope, if we can get out alive.
Ooh, yes, get out alive.
Because, you know, the spank space is kind of tight.
Now it's time for goodbye, he said, as he faded.